Turn with me now, if you would, in the Bible to the book of Psalm, chapter number 46. Excuse me. And look at verse number 4. Psalm 46, verse 4. Pray for me tonight, if you would, please. I'd appreciate that. And I've been thinking about this message for, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 weeks now, and looking at it and praying about it and all that. And just, I don't know what it is, but, you know, sometimes you get up there and you're as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. That's about the way I feel tonight for some reason or another, but it's going to be all right because God's in charge tonight. I appreciate being here, appreciate the opportunity to be able to stand. We'll read this verse tonight, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Verse number 4 of Psalm 46, there is a river. I sure love the first part of that statement. Amen. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Father, tonight again, I thank you, God, for the privilege to be able to stand in this place. Lord, I know that where no man ever stands alone. God, I certainly, Lord, thank you for the good singing tonight. God, Lord, we appreciate that. Appreciate the good fellowship. And now, Father, it comes time for this part of service, God, when we look into the Word of God to try to hear from heaven, get a little help, God. And I know, Lord, tonight if we get help, it won't be because of me, but because of everything, Father, that you do, that you've done, and that you're doing. Lord, and I thank you for that. Ask you, Lord, your blessings tonight, God, upon it. I pray, Lord, most of all for a soul tonight, Lord, it may be amongst us lost, that, God, you would deal with their heart. Prick them, Lord, like you did us one day. And, Father, lead them to that place where they'll receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, all you do tonight, I pray you'll get the glory, the honor. Father, we'll praise you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Amen. The statement reads, in this part I'm going to talk about tonight, there is a river. Amen. And we heard about, you know, different things, people being sick, different things going on in their life, and all this going on around us tonight. And sometimes it just seems so hopeless. It's like you want to, you know, go home and pull the curtain down and never look out again. Like we're in the midst of a season where everything looks hopeless and there's no help. And we depend on, you know, our officials and people that's elected to do the right thing for us. And it seems like the more they do, the further behind that we get. And it seems almost tonight into a place where there's just no reason to go on anymore. But I'm glad tonight, thank God, there's a river. Amen. And tonight I want to talk to you about a little bit about this river. And, you know, I know we look at it and we may think about all the water that's floating around out there. But tonight I want to talk to you about a river. But it's not a river of water that we're floating in, but a river of spiritual things that God has provided for us that we can swim in tonight. Amen. And I say that because God doesn't have just a little bit tonight. God has a whole bunch. Amen. And it don't matter how much that you get, you'll never get all that God's got to give you this evening. Amen. It's like a little boy standing kind of on the seashore with a little old sand bucket down there and a shovel, and he's dipping water out of the ocean, and he's throwing that water over behind him, you know, on the sand, getting ready to make a little castle, whatever. And the little feller can dip all day, but the water never goes down. Amen. Because you just can't never get all that God's got to give you tonight. There's so much of it. And it's like floating in a river of God's mercy and grace and God's blessing tonight. And when I was looking at this verse, I got to thinking about what the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter number 47. And it talks about a new land and a new temple that's in this land. It represents the temple of God. And it says that there is a river of water that comes out from under the threshold of this temple and it's flowing down. And Ezekiel said there's a man that appears with a measuring line. And it says that he measures 1,000 cubits. And he takes me through the water, Ezekiel said. He said the water's ankle deep. He said he measures again another 1,000 cubits. And he leads me through the water. And the water is knee deep. And again, he measures another 1,000 cubits and leads me to the water, he says. He says, it's up to my loins. And he said, he measures again another 1,000 cubits. And he said, it's a water that cannot be passed over. It's a river to swim in, so deep and so wide. And that's the river tonight I want you to see. It's a river that God provides. It flows from the throne. Fact is, I believe while we're talking about rivers tonight, In the book of Revelation and chapter number 22 and verse 1, you know, John said when he's talking about what he had saw, the new heaven and the new city of Jerusalem coming down, he said there was a river there that came from the throne of God. And on either side it was the tree of life that bare the 12 manner of fruit, and the leaves were for the healing of the nations. But you think about this. We're talking about not a creek. We're not talking about that little thing in Popala that we used to dam up every year to swim in. That's a creek where I come from. We're talking about a river tonight, amen? A river that you cannot, you know, swim over, cannot pass by. What that references to me is tonight that God's got more than I'm ever going to need in my life, amen? He's got more than you ever going to need for your life. It might look hopeless tonight to you and something going on in your life, but I'm here to inform you tonight that God's got all you need and then some, amen? You know, you could put us all in a building tonight that would hold every born-again believer in the world, and we couldn't get all that God's got to offer tonight. Isn't it a shame that we leave with just so little when God's got so much? We're not talking about a creek. We're talking about a river tonight that God has for His people that we can get, thank God. And I'm glad tonight to know that vast supply will never run out. And I was thinking about different things tonight that you might find there's a river of that God has. And I want to share those things with you, if I could, this evening by the help and the grace of God. Number one, as we're talking about this river, there is a river of mercy. Amen? Mercy. Think about that tonight. I don't know about you, but I know about me. And I know that there was times in my life when judgment may have cried or justice may have hollered out, but I'm glad that the mercy of God answered that call of judgment and justice. And it wasn't just a little mercy that God offered me. It was a river to swim in. God provided so much mercy for me that I not called upon Him that I'm still swimming in it tonight after all these years and all this time. And I'm glad my brothers and sisters tonight, thank God, are in this river with me. A river of mercy, not just a little bit, but a whole lot. Amen. Psalm tonight 103, verse number 11. Reads this tonight. He said, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him." Verse 17 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." Amen. What does that mean? There's no end of it, praise the Lord. Amen. It's everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Verse 18 says, "To such as keep His covenant, to those that remember His commandment to do them." The prophet Habakkuk said this way, Habakkuk 3 and 2, "O Lord, I have heard Thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive Thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. In wrath remember mercy." Amen. I'm glad tonight that God does that. When a judgment may cry out or justice, God doesn't always answer with that, but He always answers, thank God, with mercy. Not a little, but a whole lot, because there's a river of it tonight. Thank God there is a river, a stream that makes glad the city of God. This river, thank God, of mercy that we're engulfed in tonight. And it's sad tonight, as I said, that we've got so much to receive and we take so little from it. You know, I heard a preacher say years ago, I believe it's the truth tonight, you'll get out of a service about exactly what you put into one. Amen. You know, you want to, you know, take money and put it into the bank or into a savings or to an IRA or whatever it is. Did you know the more you put in, the more that you earn? Amen. The more you give God, the more you get back. Amen. And this a bank that God has, it'll never be bankrupt. There's so much of it tonight. Amen. A river, thank God, of mercy that we have offered to you and I. It's there for us. And I know, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I fall short so many times. You know, I feel like the old Peter in the Bible. He was nothing but a big mess up. You know, he messed up a lot, denied the Lord, cursed and everything else. You know, sometimes I feel like him, but I'm glad that that mercy, thank God, still reaches down. I'm glad that God answers all those shortcomings of mine with a river of mercy, thank God, to lift us up and encourage us. Amen. And then not only is our river of mercy tonight that you and I have, but what about that river of grace that God's provided for us? Amen. What about that tonight? You know, I just don't sometimes understand how God does it, but it never ceases to amaze me no matter what happens in my life or somebody else's. No matter how bad the situation, no matter how serious that it is, that God's grace is always sufficient for it. It's because there's so much of it floating around, amen? So much of it. You know the story of the Apostle Paul in the Bible there in 2 Corinthians, in the, I think it was the 12th chapter, and you know, he had been given a thorn in the flesh, you know, and everything, the messenger of Satan to buffet him. And the Bible says it three times that the Apostle Paul, now he's a great man of God, we'll all have to agree on that tonight, amen? Three times the Apostle Paul prays that God would remove this thing from his side, whatever it was, to take it away from him. Three times he prayed and cried unto God for that. And God never removed that thing from him. Never did. I find nowhere in the Bible where it was ever taken away. But what God did do, he said, Paul, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you grace, son. And that grace is going to be sufficient for that thorn that you've got. Not only for that thorn, but everything else that enters into your life, there's going to be grace sufficient for it. Amen? You know, God gives us living grace all the time. Every day we get up and we face a new day, God gives us new grace for that day. Amen? It's new every morning. If we need living grace, the more we need, God says that He measures it out as we need it. We got living grace. We've even got dying grace. Amen. You know that? God gives grace even for that. Amen. Everything that comes along in our life, God gives us grace to take care of us to meet that need. I don't know how He does it, but He's God. He just does it. Amen. But it's not just a little bit of grace. I don't know about you, but I need a lot of it. Amen. I need a big bucket full most of the time. But I'm glad, thank God, like that little boy, that little bucket, I can get all I need and then some, because there's a river tonight of grace that flows from the throne of God. Can I tell you something tonight? If you don't get what God has got for you, it ain't God's fault. It's free for anybody who wants it, you know. You ain't got to get a number and line up somewhere or another, amen. You know, you ain't got to get in line with God. He's got all of the grace that you need tonight. We're floating, thank God, in a river, this wonderful stuff that's known as the grace of God. We read this morning in Sunday school that we're saved by grace through faith. Amen. We're not only saved through it by that, but we're kept by the grace of God until that day the Lord calls us home. I mean, how does He do it? There's just grace everywhere you turn. Amen. I carried my sister through the emergency room last week and dropped her off and left her, and she's been a real sick girl and all, you know, but God's grace is sufficient. He took care of her and touched her, and we got to take her home, and she's doing good, but she lay there, you know, for two or three days. They give her nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and they brought her dry pills in there and wanted her to take pills with no water and everything else, and she couldn't do it, so she lay there, and she's got MS. She's a real bad diabetic, and she could take none of her medicine, but she made it just fine. Everything, her blood pressure, everything was good. You know why? Because of the grace of God. It's sufficient for everything. I don't care what it is. He's got plenty of it. There's a river, thank God, of that grace tonight. I'm glad, thank God, for the day that grace lifted me up out of the pit of hell and blackness and darkness, thank God. He lifted me out of there and saved me, thank God, and kept me that way. There's been a lot of times in my life when I needed grace and things that I faced and I didn't know what to do. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I don't always have the answer, but I know who to go to that's got it. And His grace is sufficient tonight, folks, for whatever you're going through, no matter what it is, there's a river of it. And then there is a river of joy. River of joy. You know, there's so much sadness and sorrow and suffering in the world in which we live tonight. so much going on around us that we can do nothing about, you know. We can't change this situation or that one over there, what's going on. But that doesn't mean we cannot have joy, you know. Now let me tell you something tonight. There's a difference in having joy in our heart and being happy. You know, you can do all you can think to do to me tonight, but you can't take away what God has put in me. Amen. I had somebody tell me not long ago, they said, I believe you'll be laughing when they're closing the coffin door. I said, absolutely. If there's any way I can, I'll be laughing, because I found out no matter how bad did it get, you know, crying about it ain't going to change it. It's not going to help. It really makes it worse sometimes, you know. And so I choose rather to laugh in the face of adversity rather than lay down and roll over for it. But you know how I can do that? By the grace of God. That's how I do it. By His grace, by His mercy. But that grace that I have puts joy in my heart and in my life, thank God, like I never knew before, you know. We can buy a new car and be smiling from ear to ear. I mean, you can get a new house or somebody give you something new and you can grin from ear to ear. I mean, you have a laugh so big you can hide a coat hanger in that smile, you know. You can, but the new's going to wear off, you know. And then words to laugh at, you know. Because our joy should not be based upon things that we possess, but what's inside of us because of the Lord Jesus Christ that's within. That's where joy comes from. You might get something new and make you happy for a little while, but the new will wear off and it's an old thing to you and it doesn't bring you, you know, that smile anymore. But they can't take joy out of you. That comes from God. We're floating in the river because the Lord's seen it be able to do it that way. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, and the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, and it is if you want it tonight. See, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You know, I know, as I said, we face a lot of different things in our life. That don't mean you can't have joy through it. Just because you're going through the thing, you might as well make the best of it. Amen? Which shall be to all people. John 15:11, he said, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He said, my joy remain in you. He didn't say around you, on you. I mean, if it's on the outside, it might get brushed off somewhere or another. But it's in there. They can't take that from you. It's inside, thank God, the joy that Jesus gives us. It doesn't never go nowhere. It's always there. Amen. I thank God tonight for that joy. Praise the Lord. 1 John 1 and 4, and these things write unto you, that your joy may be full. Read about it in the Bible. Amen. I like that. Here's a verse I bet you're very familiar with, Psalm 35. For His anger endureth but a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. We all go through those night times in our life, times of sorrow and weeping about things that may happen to us, but those things are temporary too. Amen. Because everything in this life that you can see is temporary. But those things that God has made is eternal. Amen. That includes the joy that God puts in us that no man can take from you. Amen. If you lose your joy, it's because you're not looking at Him. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. If you want to keep that joy, keep swimming, thank God, in that river that God has made for you and me. I love that. Amen. And then there's that river of peace that God has made. Before God saved me, and maybe I've told you this before, I'm not really sure. Before God saved me, man, I'd lay down sometimes at night and try to sleep with one eye open, you know, because I didn't know what was coming next. Didn't know what was going to happen. Didn't know if I was going to get a knock on the door and the police be standing there or whatever. Never knew, you know. And it's a life that's not very pleasant. It's not very peaceful. But God saved me. And it just all changed for me, amen? It just all changed, praise God, overnight. And I mean, I can lay down, I think, on a railroad track now and use the tie for a pillow and go to sleep because nothing seems to worry me anymore, amen? I thank God for the peace that I have in my heart. And you've heard people say, well, I prayed about this and I prayed about that and the Lord gave me peace over it. That's what I'm talking about. The peace that only God can give. But there's a river of peace tonight. Just like there's a river of everything else we talked about. It's so abundant. It's all around us. You can have all that you want of it. Here's a familiar scripture, Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. If you've got to trust in the Lord and believe in Him, thank God, and He can give you a peace that this, I mean, it's hard to describe now. If you've never experienced it, then it's hard to tell you what I'm talking about. But when you've been through adversity in your life and faced things in your life and you've had to look for Him and look at Him and realize, thank God, that only true peace you'll ever have is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives it because there's a river of it tonight to go around. Amen. I love that, thank God. He said in Mark 4:39, and He arose, talking about them on the sea and all the boisterous wind and all that. And He said, the Lord arose and He rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. You know, the night all the Lord's got to do in your life is say, phew, just get away. Just be still. Get away from there and leave them alone. That's my child, and you're not bothering them more. And there, it doesn't mean the problem goes away. It's still there. But God gives us a peace within that helps us overcome that we're facing. He did it for them on the sea that night. Thank God He's did it for me many times in the sea that I'm treading in. Amen. Because we're all tonight, you know, in the ship going to the other side. That's what He said, wasn't it? He put His disciples in the boat and said, we're going to the other side. He put me in the boat, thank God, back in 1981 and said, son, you're going to the other side. He didn't say there wouldn't be trouble. He never said there wouldn't be tossing on the sea of life that we live in. But what He did say is, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and I will give you peace in your life. Don't worry about the wind. Don't worry about the ship rocking to and fro. It hasn't sunk in 2,000 years, and it's not going to now. Woo! Praise God. He just gives us peace in our life over things that happens, thank God. I don't know about you, boy, but it feels good down in there tonight. Amen. To know, thank God, that peace that only the Lord can put in our life. Amen. He rebukes the waves and the winds, and they obey Him because He is God. And they got to come. And you know what? When the Lord speaks up, when He speaks tonight from heaven, all of hell stands up and has to listen to Him because He is the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God. He makes even the devil sit down and take notice, amen, when He comes on the scene. Thank God, what a peace He has placed in my life, amen. John 14:27, He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, He said, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because I give you peace. Amen. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Praise God tonight for the river of peace, thank God, that the Lord put us in. You and I sometimes act like we're in, you know, in one of those little things where your elbow's against both walls and your arms are all tucked up like here. And, you know, that'd be like me riding Megan's little red car, by the way. I mean, that's the way I would be in that little old thing that she's got. Now, she's cute riding that thing, but me, I would be just like this. And we feel like it sometimes, but it's really not that way. We feel that way because we allow ourselves to feel that way. We're in a river tonight of peace. We can open our arms up, thank God, because of the peace that the Lord offers you and me tonight, you know? This river tonight, friends, I'm talking about these four things. This river is to every person that walks with God. Every one of us. There's not a one here tonight that can get more than the other one can get. I heard a guy years ago, and it was sad. He stood and told another man, he said, I can get closer to God than you can because of issues in your life that I don't have. Well, later on, he had worse issues than that man did, because, and I think it's because of what he said. But friend, you can get just as close to God tonight as you want to. You know, I probably told you this, but it's a good illustration that I think when I was, you know, young and I got into a lot of trouble with my dad, and, you know, he didn't, you know, say 1, 2, 3 and give me time out. My dad, he was a tall guy, about 6'5", and his arm was as long as I was, and he'd reach out there and get one of them limbs out there, you know, next to the fence line, and he'd jerk it off, and he'd get me by my hand, and I'd be at arm's length, and him on the left, and that's a long ways off from him. And man, he'd bring that thing from Mississippi, and he'd wrap that old limb all around my legs, my back, and my hiney, and everything else. And I mean, he took me to the correction tree, amen. But you know what I found out? The closer I got up to Daddy, the less he could hit me. You get right up under Daddy and reach around there and grab him right under the arms, all I could do was like this, you know. That's a whole lot better than this, folks. Amen. And you and I tonight can have all this that I'm talking about. It's to every person who's willing to walk with God and do what God says tonight. Amen. Now, the Lord still chastises me when I need it. You know what? I'm glad that He does. Because if He would stop, that would mean there'd be something wrong, you know. And I'm glad that, thank God, when the Lord knows I need it, He still gives it to me. You know, I'd rather not have those whippings that I get sometimes, but I think I'm better off with them, amen. But thank God for all this that God has given you. And I, Psalm chapter number 1, verse 1 through 3, reads like this: "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree," I like this, "planted by the rivers of water," amen, "that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper," amen. You know, you might be asking tonight, well, I don't see this river. Where is it? I'm glad that you ask. I really am. Because this river, if you're saved by the grace of God tonight, is in you. It's in you. You ain't got to go looking for it. If you know Him, you've already found it because it's in you. That's what Jesus said. Amen. John 7:38, Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow living water." The river is already in you if you're saved by the grace of God. You don't have to go chase it down somewhere or another and wonder where it's at. You're already in it. It's in you, springing up and springing out into wells of water, thank God. And sometimes maybe it runs over more than at other times, amen. But it's there because you're a child of God and He gave it to you, amen. When you read in the book of Galatians, I believe the 5th chapter, and I may be wrong about that one, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. When you read that, it gives all those different things, but it has no S on that fruit. It says fruit because it's all part of what God gives us as born-again believers. Amen. That river you already have obtained tonight, if you belong to Him, it is in you flowing out. Amen. Maybe you hear it tonight and you say, "Preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea about this river and all that." Well, can I tell you how you can get it? Let me tell you that tonight, because that's the most important part of the whole thing tonight, is how you can get it. I'm glad that an old preacher came by my house one night and brought this and explained to me how much God loved me and told me how I could receive that wonderful gift of my personal self. Amen. I know that when I went on my knees, I thought I was the only one in the room. And as far as I was concerned, I was, because it was between me and God. I know my wife was there. I remember hearing her hit her knees right beside me on the floor. Amen. But it wasn't me and her and God. It was me and God. Amen. And I'm so glad He told us how we could get it. I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, if you really want this river, Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth." Are you thirsty tonight for something better than what the world's got to give? You know? Have you tried all those holes out there of darkness and sin and all that? I did. I can tell you tonight, none of it's going to help. None of it's going to help. You may think so for the moment, but the next day, the trouble is there and it's bigger than it ever was before. The only thing that's going to help is Him. Amen. "He that, ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he who hath no money," don't cost you nothing tonight, "free." Amen. "Come ye buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Revelation 22:17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whoso will, let him take the water of life freely. Because he's already paid the price for you. Amen. Matthew 11:28, in part, Jesus said, come unto me. You can come to me, I can't help you. I can show you in the Bible what it says, but I can't do a thing for you. If I could save you, the whole world would be saved and there wouldn't be nobody left that's lost, but I can't. But if you will come to Jesus, I promise you, on the authority of God's Word, you'll never be disappointed. You won't leave, friend, without tonight, thank God. You won't leave disappointed. But I tell you what you will leave as, different than you came. Different than you came. And you too can experience this river I'm talking about tonight. There is a river. The stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Somebody used to sing years ago, there is a river. And there is tonight, folks. It's there. It's for you, it's for me, it's for whosoever will. Let them come, the Word of God says. Tonight all depends on one thing. How thirsty are you? If you've had enough this old world and what it's not got to offer, I should say, then come to Jesus. You'll not be disappointed. I assure you on the authority of this Bible, friend, there's been a lot of things that's happened to me since I've been saved. Every day has not been a picnic, but I'm going to tell you one thing. He's been with me every step of the way. He's made it all worth my while. Amen. He's been so much better to me than I've ever been to Him. He's given me more than I can ever hope to repay. But the thing about salvation is, it's free. Somebody paid for it. Jesus did on the cross. But it's free to you tonight. If you're lost and you don't know Him, I urge you, I beg you to come. Don't wait another moment. Don't put it off another day. Because you do not know if you'll be awake in the morning. If the morning comes, you don't know if you'll be here or not. Don't take a chance on missing out.